The Astonishing Glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu, 017. The Amazing Marriage of Advaita Prabhu, Adbhuta Vivaha Leela. One day, Sri Advaita and his associates were bathing in the Ganga. At that time, a great Vishnu Bhakta and Brahmin named Nisringa Badudi from Saptagram, which was a village near Shantipur, he happened by in a boat, and inside that boat were his two virgin daughters named Sita and Shri. At that time, Advaita Prabhu and Nisringa Bahudi met, and Advaita Prabhu invited him to his home for Mahaprasadam. Advaita Prabhu then sat and personally cooked many items for the pleasure of Radha Madan Gopal. There was chapan bhog, sweet rice, dal, milk and rice. And while Advaita Prabhu was cooking on the veranda of his house in front of everyone, he was diffusing his Brahman effulgence in all directions. Advaitacharya was cooking four dishes at once. He manifested two arms and then two more arms to convince everyone and establish in everyone's mind that he is none other than Sadashiva and Mahavishnu. Witnessing this amazing phenomenon while Advaita Prabhu was cooking with four arms, Nisringa Badudi was totally amazed. What am I seeing? Who is this amazing personality? This is Bhagavan himself. Oh, my birth is successful. I've had darshan of Krishna, and I'm a Vishnu Bhakta. For my whole life, I'm worshipping Vishnu. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Narayanaya Namah. Om Narayanaya Namah. Om Narayanaya Namah. And now, right before my eyes, cooking right in front of me, cooking Thakurji's bhoga, is Narayan himself, Sadashiva himself. Oh, with my own eyes, I'm seeing Bhagavan Sri Narayan. Surely now I have found the inconceivably perfect match for my two daughters, Sita and Sri. Then, that pure, humble Vaishnava Brahmin, the father of Sita and Sri, Nisringa Badudi, he folded his hands and said, "Oh, Advaita Prabhu, I am a very poor Brahmin, but please kindly accept my twin daughters, Sita Devi and Sri, as your wives and dowry." Although Advaita Prabhu was very old at this time, he decided to marry because it was destined, and it was the desire of his many well-wishers, like Shyamdas Acharya. Shyamdas Acharya was the matchmaker for this marriage. Suddenly at that time, Shivas Pandit arrived and addressed that assembly of Nisringa Badudi. "Listen, everyone. Do you know who you're looking at? Do you know who this grand and glorious personality is? Does everyone understand the identity of Sri Advaita Prabhu? He is non-different. He is one. He is Bhagavan Sri Hari. And he has come to this earth to liberate all the conditioned souls rotting in this ocean of birth and death. And this fortunate Brahmin, Sri Nisringa Badudi, his daughter Sita Devi is Purnamasi herself, who in Braj Leela manages all Krishna's pastimes as Yoga Maya. You don't know it, but she is Ayoni Sambhava. She is not born from a womb. Because of his great piety and pure devotion to Lord Vishnu and all of his Vaishnav Seva and Vishnu Seva and all of his Vishnu Bhajan, he received his glorious Sita Devi as his daughter and Sri Devi as his second daughter. Anyone who hears the appearance of Sita Devi will be freed from all sins. Now I will tell everyone the story of the appearance day of the glorious daughter of Nrisimha Bhadudi, Sita Devi. Every day, Brahmin Nrisimha Bhadudi would pick flowers and tulsi leaves to worship Sri Narayan, his Thakurji. While picking lotus flowers in a nearby lake, Nrisimha Bhadudi saw a very special 100-petaled lotus flower. And amazingly, inside, in the middle of that flower, was a tiny girl, no bigger than a thumb. And he could understand that this is Sri Kamala Lakshmi, who assists Sri Sri Radha Madhav in their eternal leela. Nrisimha thought, the body of this baby is shining brighter than the sun and is beautified with four beautiful lotus-like arms. And her fingernails of her beautiful lotus petal hands look like rising moons, effulgent and cooling and beautiful. I have never seen a girl so beautiful. Then he took that beautiful baby from the lotus flower to his home. On that very day, Nrisimha Bhadudi's wife gave birth to a very beautiful girl named Sri Devi. Well, Nrisimha Bhadudi and his wife were talking about the miraculous appearance of their daughter Sita Devi, that mini-size newborn baby suddenly grew up to be the size of an ordinary baby. Sita Devi and Sri Devi appeared in Bhadra Mas, which is the month that Krishna appears, and Radharani also, 4 days before Radhastami. The local people, however, did not understand the mystery behind Sita Devi's miraculous birth. So the general masses of people just thought that two twin girls had appeared as the baby of Nrisimha Bhadudi and his devoted wife. So after hearing this amazing story of Sita Devi's appearance, then Nrisimha Bhadudi gave his two daughters, Sita Devi and Sri Devi, to Advaitacharya in marriage. Thus concludes the story of the amazing marriage of Sri Advaita Prabhu and the birth of his wife, Sita Devi, who was the daughter of Nrisimha Bhadudi. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.